Hey everyone, welcome back to All Whack. Today I have my very good friend, Jordan Eller.
Hello everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Just in All Whack Studios, yes. Known as my bedroom.
You know, I got to see the five amazing dogs.
So yeah, the legendary pack, the Fix Clan.
Yep.
The Fix Pack. I like that, the Fix Pack, because it's like six pack, but it's Fix.
Genius.
That's wonderful. All right, now I know what we're going to put on our Christmas cards this year. Merry Christmas from the Fix Pack. And oh my god, okay. Visions for the future are wonderful. So today, I have Jordan on because we're going to talk about her music. And just Jordan in general, the loveliness that is Jordan and her essence and the delightfulness that we get from being in Jordan's presence.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, you at home, listeners, you just get the essence of Jordan, but I get the actual presence of Jordan, and let me tell you, it is a delight. So I highly recommend that you go see some of her shows. She's got a couple coming up this month, and she's going to share that with you.
Yeah, so again, I'm Jordan Eller. That's my music name.
That's your name. Your
music my music name.
That's your Lady Gaga.
Yeah, totally. So March 14th, it's not confirmed, but we're most likely going to have a pizza pie show. No cover charge, 21 plus, at Dog Days Brewery. It's in downtown Bremerton in the little artsy district.
Google Maps knows where that is, too.
Google Maps knows where that is. Dog Days is really cool because you can bring in any food you want. You can bring your dog. Hello. We love dogs, so that's always a plus.
Cute dogs. Please bring your dog.
Please. And we Darla Ray specifically picked March 14th, she's going to be performing that night because it is Pi Day, so it's going to be a pizza party. Bring a pizza, you know? Like, fuck it. Bring a pie.
Bring both.
Yeah.
No one will be mad.
No one will be mad. I'll be bringing, like, vegan pizza, so me and my girlfriend, she's vegan, so we can both eat it. It'll be good. And then another show coming up at the end of the month is March 30th. It's going to be a farewell to Stuffy Doll, a.k.a. my good friend Jupiter. They're moving down to Cali, so we're having a huge show at the Charleston. Oh, March nice. 30th, nice. All ages, $5 cover, and that's a really cheap cover. So
yes,
come out. There's going to be like a zillion artists playing, myself included.
Is Darla playing there?
Darla Ray is also playing. And yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Such good... good vibes that night.
I'm excited for that one. That one's gonna be a really good one. Is that March 30th? Is that a Saturday?
I think so.
I have a calendar. Let's go look at that. Yeah, all right, let's see. All right, March 30th is in fact a Saturday. So that's good. I don't have to work the next day.
Yes, yeah, that's always a plus.
That's a delight. All right. So, again, March 14th at Dog Days Brewery in downtown Bremerton, and then March 30th at the Charleston, also in Bremerton. I don't think that's considered downtown, though.
Nope.
Because it's not by the ferry.
I guess not.
Sorry, Charleston, you're not downtown Bremerton. All right, but that's okay. You're still there, and we still love you.
Yep.
We'll see you there. So, your music. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your music?
I would describe it as kind of like soft indie pop, that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because I'm still trying to like get a grasp around my whole sound,
mm-hmm.
which any artist with any kind of art medium does, you know. They have their expression and then they're like, what's my special thumbprint on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, it's like soft indie pop.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, I've seen you perform once. You do play a lot of 21 plus shows that I can't go to. And then that's very unfortunate for me because I love hearing you play and I love watching you play.
Thank you.
Yeah, you illuminate and I love it. And I do really enjoy your stuff. I wish you would record it.
I know. I actually am in the process of recording and I have like, I have these days where I get into these really weird, like, get shit done moods. Mm-hmm. And I'll just sit in my room and I'll record, like, 4 songs, 5 songs all in a day. Yeah. Just nonstop. And I do have a lot of things that are, like, in the works.
Are you writing new songs?
Yeah, and I'm writing new songs. As far as the recording goes, I'm just, like, waiting to get them mixed by people who are better at that stuff than I am. Mm-hmm. You know, get them, like, edited and get all the fine-tuning done.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'm excited for that because then I can, like, blast your songs at my job when I'm not supposed to. I'm like, this is my friend Jordan. I'm so proud of her. She's succeeding, and I love it.
I love it.
So, like, how do you see your music career going?
You know, I really envision it, taking a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. Patience is definitely key, I'm realizing, and I am trying to just kind of build the groundwork here, you know, in Bremerton, in our hometown, and, just trying to go to local shows to perform and see what audiences vibe with, but also just equally sense the way my vibe is, you know. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess I really do, I love performing, but I am so ready to publish music. I'm so mm-hmm. ready. I'm just waiting on my friend Miles Hoover. Shout out to Miles Hoover.
Yes, Miles.
Woo! He's an amazing musician and writer, and he's gonna help me with, you know, tweaking the songs, making sure they sound ready to mm-hmm. post on SoundCloud or what have you. But that's the way that I see my music going, is like, my next step is to start publishing, because the internet has become such an insane medium for art.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like having it that accessible to everyone for free, like, I'm so excited about. And it's going to be cool to have, you know, my voice heard in that way.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So on your musical endeavor here, like, how do you feel people take it in? Do you feel like when you go to shows and you're performing, do you feel like people really resonate with it and they definitely vibe with it and they like it? And do the people come up after and talk to you about it?
Yeah. It definitely, I feel like sometimes my music does really resonate with people, and it always depends on the shows, because, you know, no bar is the same, mm-hmm. no people are the same, but I find that it resonates with women a lot,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. I am a woman. We do have similar struggles and feeling, like, I do have a recurring theme that talks about my battle with, like, feeling silenced,
mm-hmm.
and I think all women can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
In one way or another. So I do have people come up to me afterwards and tell me, like, wow, that really resonated with me. I played a show 2 nights ago, and this one girl, just a random stranger, like, she was so into my music the whole time, and it was so great to see, like, someone connect with you on that mm-hmm. level. And she came up to me afterwards, added me on Facebook. I mean, she was a little drunk, but that's okay, you know, like, I love it, and I love talking to people, and I love hearing that she loved my music just as much as I do.
And yeah, that must be a good feeling.
It really is, and, like, I think, I feel like on my whole being as, like, sorry, let me rephrase this. My being is, you know, I'm Jordan, and I feel like at the core of myself, I love being a healer, and, like, in the future, like, I want to go into social work, grief counseling, stuff like that, and I hope that that can get reflected and transformed into music as well.
Mm-hmm. So, in the future, going forward, like, your music, do you see that as more like a secondary hobby or like just thing to do, as where like you're saying you want to be social work, so that would be your main job, and then you're like, do you really want to take off like extreme in the music industry, or is it more you like having the intimate setting of just little bar shows and things like that?
You know, it's, I think about it all the time, you know.
As one does.
We always, I mean, with our society nowadays, we all have so much pressure on us to think about our future. Mm-hmm. You know, we can barely enjoy the present.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And,
Go America.
I know, go America. but, you know, I do think in the future, I do want to, I guess in the now.
Oh, my dog wants to listen to this. Hey, Leo, go away. Thanks.
In the now, like, I do want to pursue music, and I do have a desire to grow mm-hmm. and, like, reach wider audiences and get, I don't know, famous? Mm-hmm. But for the right reasons, you know, like, healing and connecting. Not for mm-hmm. greed and not for, like, unhealthy music.
Right.
You know, I don't want to make things that reiterate negative energies. Like, we already have enough of that.
Right, definitely.
And there's a lot of musicians out there that I feel like really make money off of their mental illness sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess I do that too, because I do write about my anxiety and whatnot, but there's a difference between healthy venting and unhealthy venting, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure, like, I make healthy music. Sorry, I just rambled off.
No, that's totally okay, because I understand what you're saying, and I feel like people start out that way, where they're like, this is genuine and raw, and I'm vulnerable when I'm performing this, mm-hmm. but then you get people like Ariana Grande. I don't particularly like Ariana Grande. She's a very talented young lady, do not get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't really connect that well with her music because I don't feel that way. Like, there's a song that she has, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
I know.
In essence, it's not a terrible, terrible, awful song, like, just as a song, but then there are people who actually, like, take that literally, mm-hmm. and they actually send that to guys in relationship, mm-hmm. like, in a relationship. I just think that's a really shitty thing to do, and I'm like, why, I don't understand, I don't know if Ariana wrote that herself, or somebody wrote it for her, because a lot of people do that now,
right,
is
right.
they have people write stuff for them,
right,
and which, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes you just need the help. And, you know, when you are that level of Ariana Grande, I mean, there's a certain expectation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can't. You're drained. You need, you're like, help. Just, I don't care. Just write it. I don't care.
Totally.
Got to get this out. Too much pressure. You know, that kind of a thing. But it's, I mean, I feel like maybe Coldplay is one of the, and, like, maybe Death Cab for Cutie, they're, like, some of the only bands that, like, actually write genuine lyrics or feelings and things like that. They take, you know, I don't feel like they need the help writing songs.
Yeah. And I totally understand that aspect of, like, needing help in one area. Like, for instance, I love writing so much, and I have more words than I could ever make any music to, like, match the amount of words that I have. Mm-hmm. And so I know, like, in the future, like, I might need help, like, with the music aspect of a song. Like, mm-hmm. with Miles, for instance, like, we want to work together to, like, create a song. And I know that he's so awesome at making beats and mm-hmm. making music.
Right.
And yeah. I know.
And he understands it.
And he understands that. And I know that I have a skill. While I'm good at music, too, and I shouldn't, like, disregard that, like, I am good at music. And I do have, like, a natural knack for it. I'm also, it's not like I am, you know, the next Bach, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that. But I do know that I am good at writing and there are cases where it's like, it's really cool to synchronize that with another person mm-hmm. and make something awesome.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need the collaboration too, where you're like, I don't know if this fits, like, what do you think? I just need, maybe there's another word we can use, or, right. you know, that kind of thing. Because I personally don't feel like music is always just the one person doing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, even mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, she writes her own stuff, but she does have help.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but she doesn't have people write stuff for her. Mm-hmm. She collaborates with everyone. She goes, this is my idea. This is kind of what I'm going with. How do you think this sounds? What, you know, she wants people's opinions mm-hmm. and that kind of a thing. And I feel like, you know, there are some people who just lose that and they're like, whatever, I have a lyricist, they write my stuff and nobody's going to care because I'm Ariana Grande and I can do whatever I want.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know, when I saw that, and I really do like a lot of Ariana, or I guess not a lot, but her first album.
Yeah, her old stuff. I really like her old stuff.
Her first album just was such a bop.
Yeah.
I listen to that frequently.
Mm-hmm. I like the song she did with Mac Miller, too. That's such a good song.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yes.
But yeah, that Mac Miller song is so good. But when I saw that title with, like, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, I was like, damn, whoa.
Okay, Regina, calm down.
I know, like, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of songs that, like, express being the side hoe and, like, being proud of it, you know?
Yeah, well, and I also feel like, too, I'm like, you're kind of shitting on women right now and, yeah. like, you're... we're at such a time right now where, like, I feel like women are pretty equal. Mm-hmm. There are definitely places we are not equal, and I mean, but there's just always gonna be that stigma of, like, you know, men are superior to women mm-hmm. because of X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. you know? But when, you know, there's such a huge thing, I feel like, you know, when I scroll on Twitter or I'm just looking at random stuff, I see that, you know, people get cheated on or, like, you know, just whatever it is. And then I'm like, with such high levels of not, like, disloyalty in relationships, like, why would you, as an influencer, because I feel like Ariana's an influencer. Like, yes. I just feel like as an influencer, why would you release something like that when you know that, like, and a lot of young girls, I don't know how old she is. She's, like, 24.
I know, she's definitely a few years...
She's older than us, yeah, but I don't know exactly how old she is, but, I mean, she's still young, and, you know, with that, and I know we're all trying to figure out life, and I don't know all the things that happen with Pete Davidson, or
right.
whatever his name is. I don't know what happened, because I don't really keep up on that. I just know that they were going to be engaged, Mac Miller died, something mm-hmm. happened with them, and now they're not getting married anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not my business, I don't really care to know. Because that's them. But with something like that happening, especially to her, I don't know if he cheated or something. Just, for example, that he cheated. As an influencer, how could you sit consciously going, this song is called Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Totally.
You know, I'm yeah. like, why are you feeding into that? And then, like, with the whole Kardashian fiasco that's going on right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't even know, because I never pay attention to celebrity drama because I know I will get way too yeah. interested for no reason.
Yeah, and really, it's like there's no reason to be interested. It's just, I see it. I don't, like,
totally.
I just skim it. I go, oh, okay, I mean, that seems about right. That's about time something happened with them, you know.
Yeah.
It's been too quiet. I've been suspicious, you know. Yeah. And so... Yeah. I'm just like, okay, I guess, you know, and then I'll see something else that's slightly different. There's a little bit more information. I go, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just continuing to scroll, you know, but I mean...
I see what you're saying, though, with Ariana Grande and, like, you know, she is an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you do have to have some, like, responsibility about... what you put out there, because mm-hmm. you know there are young people who listen to her, and even if you know we're not even thinking about this like as a woman, but like just in general, like thinking about,
because that could happen in any relationship,
that could happen to a man or a woman, mm-hmm. where XYZ, you mm-hmm. know, like, just the general wanting good, positive energy, yeah. not that manipulation. Well, and,
like, human to human, too. It's like, why the hell mm-hmm. do you think that's okay to just be like, oh, break up with your significant other because I'm bored? And it's like...
That's a really weird complex to take yeah. on. And it's... I mean, I haven't listened to the song, though, so I probably shouldn't be talking about
well,
it.
Well, no, it's literally what you think it is.
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm. It's not...
I mean, it's a little disappointing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, everyone has their own truth to say,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not God. I can't judge her for it.
But I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
But just, you know... That is one thing that, like, celebrities have to think about is, like, they are influencers and young people mm-hmm. have their hands on technology. Mm-hmm. And what kind of message do you want to send?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, with all of that being said, like, with your music, mm-hmm. I really enjoy that it's authentic. It's you. It's your story, your truth. And you don't try to hide that and you don't try to be, like... I just wrote this because I wanted attention, or I wrote this because whatever reason, you know, it's mm-hmm. you wrote it because that's how you feel, and you wanted people to know that, like, I'm feeling this, and you could be feeling this, and we are not alone in this feeling.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, and I feel like when, you know, celebrities or bands or whoever start to take off, they kind of it doesn't happen all at once. I feel like it's a gradual thing where they kind of sell out because mm-hmm. they get to a certain level of popularity. Because I feel like Ariana, she's at her apex popularity. I feel like for her, she could ride this out for maybe a couple of years, but I feel like after that, it might start to decline because I feel like, and this is just me, because I'm not like a huge Ariana fan, but just how much people talk about her now. I feel like it's her peak,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the peak could last for a while, and that would be great, but I feel like she's lost a little bit of that authenticity
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, she doesn't make me think of artists like you and my friend Xander and, you know, like all, and Merker, like everybody that I know that's in music that I go... Wow, these people just write from the heart and they write what they feel. They're not writing it to just write it, you know?
Right, yeah.
So she doesn't make me think of you guys, you know? And then when I think of you guys, I think of, like, wow, I'm so proud. I feel like a proud mom. Even to Xander. Xander's 31, and I'm like, I'm a proud mom, mm-hmm. you know, because he's doing it.
He is, and he's so amazing.
He's so talented. I'm so excited. Not to deter from Jordan, because she's wonderful and I love her, but Xander, his album, I believe it's an album, is coming out on next Tuesday, Oof. March 12th.
Yeah, you guys are going to want to hop on that real quick.
He is
so talented.
Yes. We highly recommend. I haven't heard a complete song or anything, but like he posts like little clips of it and I'm like, dude, I'm so psyched.
Yes.
So ready. But I'm ready for Jordan. I'm ready for Jordan music and I want to share that with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited. And when she has release dates, I'm going to have her back. We're going to talk more about it and we'll actually talk about things. We, you know, we'll have
stuff and things.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. But I Jordan, do you have anything else you want to say? Like, just...
Yeah, honestly, I think since we just left talking about celebrities mm-hmm. and local people, local musicians, mm-hmm. like, local artists in general, man, it's so important that we all go out and support each other, whether you're an artist, which, honestly, everyone is an artist. If you express yourself...
Any type of art.
You're an artist.
Is art.
Yeah, like... And you can take...
Music, podcasts, poetry, stories...
Writing.
Photography, film.
Film.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's so many different ways you can express yourself. Just in so many different instances that don't seem like art on the surface, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, rambling. go out and support local musicians, because like we were talking about before, all of this stuff that we're writing about and we're playing about, it comes straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing it so raw and so vulnerable. And truthfully, we have a voice,
mm-hmm.
and we wanna play for you, and we wanna hear your voices too, and we wanna see what you guys are all about.
Mm-hmm.
And we all wanna see what we're all about.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What's it about for you?
Oh man, it's all about connection, and mm-hmm. it's all about love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. That's the right answer. I love that. That's the answer that we were looking for. Ding, ding, ding. You got that. Not the we were looking for. No. You got it straight on. I love it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, Jordan, for being here. It's been a delight. I always love our conversations. And I hope to have you back.
Course.
And
thank you.
Yeah, I just, oh man, I love it. All right, well, that's it for today's podcast, guys. Tune in next week. I don't know what will happen. We're just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
Whatever happens. And stay groovy. Yeah, I like it. Stay groovy, guys.
Stay groovy.
We'll catch you next time. Stay groovy, Jordan. Yes.